Well, I think the most important thing is to apply as soon as possible during the on-time window, which is obviously between today, the 11th of March, 2025, and the window closes on the 15th of April, 2025. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing is for parents to go online to westerncape.gov.za/education and apply if you have children who are looking for places in grade R, grade 1, and grade 8.
Speak to us about what sort of documentation would be required to complete that application process on the portal, MEC.
So the on-time online admissions window is open, and I would encourage parents to prepare before they go online, and they will need to upload certain documents. Those documents include identification documents, an immunization card, of course the latest school report, and then proof of residence. And of course those documents need to be certified before they are uploaded.
Okay, then a couple of questions as well with regards to, in addition to the supporting documents, questions around, so how will it work? Is it essentially on a first-come, first-served basis? So if I've applied, for example, within the first 12 hours, for example, of the application window or the portal being opened, does that mean I am at the front of the queue, or will all of the applications be considered collectively at the end of the window for each school?
I think that's a very good question, and there's a lot of concern about this, but I can assure parents that as long as you apply during the window, the application will not then be considered on a first-come, first-served basis. It's important that parents apply during the window, and also important that parents understand that it is schools that make the offers of places in line with their admissions policy, and not the system itself, of course, that makes the admission decision. But parents can rest assured, as long as they have applied during the on-time window, which, as I've said, is between today, the 11th of March 2025, and the 15th of April 2025, their application will then be considered.
Yeah, you see, for those individuals perhaps that, you know, don't have the necessary access to either internet or to the devices to do those applications, would there be some support offered for them this year?
Yes, we do understand that there are some parents that may not have access to online services. And so what we've done is we are going to, in the first instance, put up 125 pop-up events in shopping malls and designated schools where the department will assist parents to apply online. But alternatively, parents could also approach our district offices where our districts are on standby to assist parents to open online, and they can also approach schools and schools will assist parents to apply online. So there are options for parents who are struggling to get online and, of course, access the online admission system.
Yeah. How will that be communicated, Minister, and how do people essentially find out where those pop-up sites are located?
We'll communicate, obviously, on our website, but we will also communicate extensively on radio and also on social media so that parents are aware of where these pop-up sites will be located. I have to say that in the previous admission cycle, our admission pop-up sites were very well attended and were able to assist large numbers of parents.
Yeah. I'm wondering then also how, you know, what parents should consider when selecting the schools of their choice on the portal, and how that sort of ties into learner placement, which I think is at times of big concern to many people across the mother city in particular, where they apply to a school that is perhaps closest to them, but they don't get accepted at that school, for example. I know you clarified that it's ultimately up to the school, but what should people then consider when making those applications?
Well, in the first instance, I would encourage parents to apply to a number of schools. parents can apply up to 10 schools. That's the first point. Second point is to ensure that at least one of those schools is a school which is closest to where they reside. And I think, you know, on the basis of that, parents, you know, should get admissions to schools. Of course, if parents do not get, or if their children, if their learners are not accepted, there are then options. The first option would be to appeal to the school after the admissions window closes. And the alternative, if a parent believes that there may have been some kind of unfairness in a school's admission system, they are entitled to appeal that decision to the relevant authority.
Mm. Some questions around when the application window would open for transfers for other grades?
So the admissions system is focused, as I've said, currently on grade R, grade 1, and grade 8. Applications for other grades, as you said, the transfer grades will open up on the 4th of August and will then close on the 18th of August.
Mm-hmm. So obviously then much later in the year. Emcee, before we do let you go this morning, anything else that our listeners should know about this particular process? Of course, I know the WCUD will be putting out quite a bit of communication around this. We'll be covering it on our platforms as well. But for now, anything that parents should know?
I think most importantly, I would encourage parents not to wait, to apply online as soon as possible for learners seeking admission to grade R, grade 1, and grade 8, and go onto our online system on www.westerncape.gov.za/education and apply today if possible. Mm. The sooner parents apply, the easier it is for the department to plan for the admission cycle going forward.
Yeah. Emcee, before I do let you go this morning, we just received a message on the WhatsApp line that I think perhaps would be an important one. Someone wanting to know and to clarify if they are intending to have or send their child to a private school, if they also need to apply on the WCD's portal or apply directly to the school.
I think that's a good question. In that case, they would apply directly to the school.